This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
And we're back. Eric is typing. I'm taking the lead on this one here.
Fully prepared.
You're fully prepared, but it's a social show. What's the matter, right?
It doesn't.
What Welcome do you got? To the social show for the contact show.
What's a social show?
Don't do this thing.
It's where we've compiled all of our emails, our voicemails,
Everybody knows.
Listener input in general for the people that don't know. That's what we do here. We broke it into a separate show because some people don't like it in the main show.
A lot of people didn't. But we said fuck them and didn't do it forever. Then we did it. And it was our idea, not theirs.
Right. I mean...
Anyway,
all right. Let's
hop right into it. What do you got on emails
this
week?
Let's get to it.
Emails. Oh, I got another tab for this. Hang on, let me get to
See
that tab.
You can't even spell tab.
Yeah, I can spell tab. I think and here we go.
Was Lyndon Johnson had a tab dispenser in the White House? He loved it so much. Remember tab?
Yeah, the drink.
Yeah,
the
that's how much he drank. Yeah. Ugh.
All right.
I always like cola. It was an '80s drink.
Like
L-I-K-E. Yeah. You know we're live here, right?
Yeah. I had it all pulled up, but whenever you leave an email tab down, it like just moves your search. I don't have it anymore.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it totally is, because I had it all pulled up.
You fucked it up. That's it. I'll bring it up.
I got it.
You got it?
Almost.
Let's see if I can get there before your almost is done. You got to log back in your email and everything?
Nope. I'm there.
So I'm completely logged in, doing my search.
Yeah, I found it. I just got to find the one that we had that would last. Andrew Allman. No.
Fuck you, Everett. Soap worthy. I'm quoting him.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks, buddy.
I think that is
very graciously taken.
I'm trying to find the last one, though. So we didn't do the Andrew Allman. That's the podcast guest one, right?
Yeah, that's not everyone. My Harsh Reality.
Is that the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a good one. So it's from Happy Skunk. So Happy Skunk.
His name's Robert.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Well, I don't know if he... I didn't read the end. So.
Well, he's saying it with his name. I figured he'd probably be fine with it.
That's fair. I have just started listening to your Surreal Talk podcast a couple nights ago. I've listened to 4 episodes so far. I have a harsh question for you.
Oh, I know this one.
Why is Everett even a part of this?
Yeah, I've been asking myself that too.
He has contributed absolutely nothing in these 4 episodes I've listened to and just sounds whiny.
Spelled whiny wrong.
Bitchy and moany. Eric would be better if just doing this on his own would make the podcast much more of an enjoyable experience for me. We're doing it for him. So, is Big E, as he's I guess referred to, one of the co-hosts throughout the entirety?
God, I hope not.
I will still listen because I enjoy the topics. But
yeah,
I think he probably wants a reply to this. We should probably reply because he's not. He's obviously not caught up. He's not going
to
get.
Well,
this.
You want to reply to him? He's your biggest fan.
Yeah, let's do this live.
Yeah, I think that's a long-winded way of saying fuck everybody.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, you could fuck Everett would have been easier.
Yeah, I think let's put it more succinctly.
Recording a new episode.
Episode 175.
I don't know. On contact with alien species.
Yeah, I read that. That was rather scathing.
I seen it and I was like, evaluation. Damn.
I'm still with the show.
I'm still.
Show, so is Eric.
Tragically.
And we've added another asshole to the
Yeah, mix. Yeah, all right.
Another guy.
Sidekick.
Another guy I'm sure you'll love.
Carlos?
Sure
Sidekick?
You'll love.
Fuck you. Remember that? Remember that from Ed
what
Wood?
What was it?
Ed Wood.
I didn't watch Ed Wood.
Oh,
Johnny
man.
Depp? Yep.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah.
Didn't watch it. What are you doing now, Everett? So maybe you could read the reply to us.
Hey, Space B.
All right. Here's what I've got. Hi, Robert. We're currently live recording a new episode of Contact with Alien Species. I'm going to put in parentheses. Yes. Comma. Live.
Hey, don't lose us a listener here. Come on.
You fucking ass.
He's a dickhead to me. Fuck him.
if he knows you're still with us, he'll quit listening.
Anyway, he says, I'm currently alive recording a new episode on Contact with Alien Species. I'm still with the show. So is Eric. We've had another guy I'm sure you'll love, Armand. Keep with us. It gets better. Thanks. Yes, Everett. P.S.
Yeah, but do you get better?
Join the Facebook group.
I'm going to reply to this email later and be like, Facebook. I don't know how he got access to this email. He was fired well over a year ago. Completely apologize for that. No, he's not on the show anymore.
That's what I'd say, yeah. Did he get any likes? What were the responses to that?
This is just an email.
Robert. That was on Facebook.
That's an email. Yeah, that's
no,
only on Facebook.
No, that's one of those things. Eric thought it was funny, so
he posted it.
He decided to post it and get ahead of himself.
What were the responses from the usual?
They laughed.
Most people were on my side.
We ought to have a contest. If he's outnumbered, he gets kicked off the show.
Ooh, like a Survivor or something.
Don't do me any favors.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be too easy on you.
Trying to find that post, actually. But are we ready for the next email, Everett?
I bet Everett still comes on his belly. No, I don't still come on my belly.
Oh, who said that?
Yeah.
Sweaty Dolphin.
Oh, he got man. You.
There he is. Tough guys.
Sweaty Dolphin. Ooh. And you thought dolphins were friendly creatures.
Not that one.
Wow.
Team Eric guys are just assholes. For no particular reason. They just love to be assholes.
Oh, it's so good.
He's Team Armand.
Anyway.
We're the wittiest.
So we got that paranormal road trip.
See how good the show does without me, you fucks. You fucking fucks. Fuck you. How about that?
Paranormal road trip wants to cross promo with us. They sent us an email there.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Who are they?
This guy's.
I'm bad news now. Fuck you, dolphin, you bitch.
From Jordan Kobaba.
Hey,
I love the show. I could have sworn you guys mentioned... He spelled that sword, too. I could have sworn you guys mentioned Reddit on a podcast. Do you have a subreddit? I checked your website and Googled it and saw nothing about it. I'll join the Facebook group if I need to, but it would be amazing if there was another way to get involved. Discord? But I think you mentioned a Discord group as well. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
All these things? What's Discord?
So Discord, you can get to our Discord server. Go to surrealtalkpodcast.com/Discord. Discord is like a chat program that we have a specific little area set out aside for all Surreal Talk stuff. It's pretty cool.
It's like a server.
Do we get a lot of people on there?
We got about a dozen or so.
Yeah, but I don't know. We don't advertise it very much. You know what I mean? It's not really promoted. Yeah. Like the Facebook group, we fucking put that at the end of every email. Like, hey, join this. So, anyways, that guy, Jordan, thank you for the email, Jordan. I guess I should, I'll join the Facebook group if I have to. Yeah, so it's either that or Discord, bud. That is where we's at with that. So, next email is from, can I say your name? Yeah, okay. Next email is from Danica. So first, hashtag Team Everett forever.
Ooh.
You remind me of a shit-ass ex-boyfriend I had. He wasn't a shit-ass person, just a shit-ass boyfriend. He was actually a really cool guy. Get your wife high and don't be a shit-ass husband.
I don't get the context. Did I say somewhere I was a shit husband?
I don't know.
No, but how can you be a shit-ass... He's not a shit-ass guy.
He's a shit boyfriend?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, maybe he's just not good in relationships, not intimate. I don't know.
That'd be terrible.
But yes, Team Everett. Oh. Second, no Instagram, No Instagram. We do not have an Instagram.
We had one.
We would benefit. No, we have an Instagram for JST, but we don't have an Instagram for Surreal Talk, which we should. But, dude, managing socials for 7 different platforms for the show is hard enough as it is. And anyways, I could promote the shit out of your podcast if y'all were on IG. Wow. Okay.
What will we post on IG? I mean,
I don't
honestly.
Because it's just pictures. It literally, you can't make a status.
Picture every time you go in the studio and come out. It's the same thing every time, just different shirts.
Oh, is that all Instagram is? Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Instagram's pictures.
Just pictures.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he says he could promote us, though.
She, right?
Who is it?
I could be wrong, but Danica sounds like
Danica. Oh, that's what
sounds,
of course.
Sounds very female.
She could promote us, though.
So. Okay. I'm with it. Yeah. We'll just have to figure out.
Ooh, clips of videos. Now, that's something we could do. So one thing we're going to be doing, too, coming up is we're working with the production team on our new studio.
I'm in the middle
here.
Of an email here.
In the comments on the... Oh, finish your email real quick. We had a good comment.
Third, the war on drugs. I agree with you all. Just legalizing everything. Addicts will be addicts regardless.
Right.
The part that wet my ears was the question of if marijuana is addictive. So I did a poll on my Instagram.
Hmm.
Her poll said it had 41 total votes. 25 votes said, yes, you become addicted to marijuana. And 26 votes said, no, you cannot become addicted to marijuana.
Ooh,
I think I'll do that
close.
Same poll on our Joker, Smoker, Toker.
Do it.
I think I will.
Do it on both of them. See what they cross. Like, see we get on Surreal Talk versus Joker, Smoker.
Sure.
I'm going to say it's addictive, but everything's addictive, you know?
Right.
Fast food's addictive. Our show is addictive.
I think that's a good way to look at it.
Yes, I don't think that's necessarily terrible.
Well, so the most interesting part of that is a good chunk of people messaged me to explain this. The consensus was that marijuana isn't physically addictive.
Right.
It's not a physically addictive substance, but
so.
It can have psychological dependencies
to
it.
Addictive, I think, in the medical, you know, by definition of medicine, is if you don't take it, you're getting actual withdrawal symptoms.
Yes.
And I don't think that happens.
I don't think so.
You don't have a dependency per se, but it'll probably make you pretty low mood.
Yeah, for irritable.
Irritable, yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
So
let's do an experiment with Ocho Man.
I would never do that.
See how long
to
you
him.
Can, yeah.
The finished email says, "Where are you guys located? Let's smoke a blunt on me." St. Louis.
Yeah, right across the river of St. Louis.
Is that Danica still?
Yeah.
Where's she from?
Danica?
Yeah, where are you from?
Don't, doesn't say.
Don't say it out loud.
Fuck you, Eric.
Sure.
Armand is cool.
All right.
I'm sorry, Eric. I don't feel that way about you. I just feel it needs to be said in order to keep the aesthetic going.
That's nice.
I get it.
Nah, she hates you.
Yeah, so that was a good email there, and I believe that's all the
is
new
not
emails.
Now, I don't know about that. Ever. Grave Knives.
It's all of them.
What do not you mean? Too many this week.
I think cocaine's addictive.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's like the smell of it.
That's what it is.
What?
It smells good, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Did we do Matt from Maine last week? Is this
Matt from Maine?
I don't remember. Let's find out. Matt from Maine.
Hey guys, it's Matt from Maine.
Yep.
We did?
Maybe.
I got something good conspiracy, or this is maybe just a conspiracy that I'm thinking about. So this whole vaping thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is just horseshit. Let's the banning of vaping.
Oh, yeah.
Form.
Oh, the banning
that's
of it?
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
totally.
You're gonna allow smoking and then ban vaping.
That's horrible. That's
really
stupid.
Here's the conspiracy on my end. This is what I think. I think, because I believe big tobacco companies are a big play in political movements on anything. They fund politicians.
Mm-hmm.
They fund that shit.
Uh-huh.
So
oh, yeah.
I believe that the big tobacco companies are the ones who are pushing this media.
Stop it right there. So Philip Morris, which is Marlboro.
Altria.
Altria owns 35% of Juul, the biggest vape company that there
is. I thought you meant Juul.
Juul, the little vape.
J-U-U-L.
I thought it meant Juul.
So Altria owns 35% of that company. So it's like,
okay,
they wouldn't be fucking the vape company. They'd be fucking themselves as well.
So, I know they do have a pretty big stake in
if it hits as the next big thing, they got to be on top of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, though, to them, it's a gateway to smoking? I don't think that's true. I think more people
quit and vape to
start smoking. I think it's a...
I doubt it.
Once you do vaping, I don't think... Why would you be encouraged to smoke cigarettes?
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me either.
Right.
So, I don't know, man.
I don't know. Let's keep going
with
this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And getting people to believe that this vaping thing is becoming a big problem when really it's not. Because listen, I've vaped for 2 years now.
Well, now you're obviously biased because you're a vapor. But we'll just
kind of anecdotal evidence.
I vape distillate THC for the last 6 months.
That's good stuff.
I smoked for like 10 years.
Hell yeah.
Went to prison for 5, so I could barely smoke there.
You'll have that.
Oh, I think I remember
but
this.
I
remember
feel like
prison,
a million yeah. dollars. Huh? And I don't believe that it is there. But I feel like $1 million.
Okay.
Don't believe that it is what they are saying.
I agree. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, but at the same time, somebody like George Burns can smoke fucking cigars until he's 103 and feel perfectly fine. And
right.
So it's all about your own physiology.
Babe Ruth smoked 25 goddamn black Cuban cigars a day.
Fucked 18 prostitutes a night.
That's right.
about 50 hot dogs
up there
too, before a game.
Lou Gehrig's up there with him.
How about...
I love Lou Gehrig.
But I think the thing about vaping is the thing that
Lou Gehrig's
is harmful...
Disease.
I don't think he even actually
I
did had
see
it.
That coming.
I don't think he even had it. I think they misdiagnosed him.
Who, Lou Gehrig?
Yeah, I don't think he had it.
You don't think he had ALS?
So we used to tell him.
They say here's
he might a disease
have
with your name
else.
Written all over it.
Yeah,
pal.
And he didn't even have it. But what was I going to say? Oh, they're vaping stuff they shouldn't be vaping, right? Isn't that what's supposedly hurting people?
It's the bootleg people that make the
THC ones.
Vape juice. It's not even the THC ones.
And what are they
it's vape
in
juice
it?
In general. Nobody fucking knows because it's not regulated.
Some kind of toxic.
It's not regulated.
Yeah.
So that's
depends
that.
On, it's okay, like, you know, cocaine gets and heroin it cuts with God knows what. Same
yeah,
thing
right.
with these aftermarket things. They're putting vitamin E directly in there.
Yeah.
Glycerin.
Yeah.
Whatever they got to do. Right. Oh, this is too thick of a mixture to go through a vape.
Pour
bin.
Some alcohol
well,
in there.
Put something in there to thin it out. It's not regulated.
Well,
there's
drop,
no rules
drop
or laws as to what you can do. And I guess what something like 10 people have died. over the these vapes. So
there's been plenty of in the past people's fucking vape pens exploding and shit too.
280,000 people a year die from cigarettes.
Yeah,
we ain't worried about that though.
It's no, the 10 people from vapes.
It's 10 people.
We're taking
from
away from the cigarette money. Okay, we're making cigarette looks. We're thinking.
Let's tell you the truth. I don't have a problem with. I mean, it's tragic, but if you want to smoke, smoke.
I do.
It's your free. Well, go ahead.
Right now?
Not around me.
Not right now.
I don't care.
Oh. I'd rather they didn't smoke around me. I don't like the smell of it. I don't.
I don't have a problem. I'm not a big.
What about when you're eating? You want somebody smoking?
No,
right
when
next
I'm
to
eating, I agree. That's not. But I don't think that restaurants should just totally ban it. I mean, if you want to have a restaurant where you can smoke,
I'd say it's up to the restaurant themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know,
I mean, this is a free country.
Yeah, as long as you put the sign in the damn window, we allow smoking.
Exactly my point. That works in both directions. So if you don't like smoking, right there, you
don't
know that they
in.
Allow it. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the big deal? Yeah.
Instead of saying everybody. But, you know, this is a day and time where it's easier to make decisions for people than let people make their decisions.
Well, that's scary.
Graves says in the chat, talking pertaining to the guy's comment about being feeling like $1 million from the vaping and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Not in chat ever, but Graves said in chat. He said, you know what else makes you feel like $1 million? Cocaine.
He's all over the cocaine today.
Yeah. Who said that?
Grave.
Oh, Grave Knives. Wow. Okay.
Well, good for you and your cocaine.
Right, great. No wonder you just got a little smiley emoji, huh?
It would be the wide-eyed.
We got one more from Matt from Maine real quick.
Another one? Same guy.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot one more thing.
Yeah?
Fuck you, Everett.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he added that.
I'm glad
post-script.
I went back for that, yeah.
Yeah, don't you feel good about that? Who was that last week that had a... It was funny. It was like, fuck... And then he couldn't think of who he wanted to fuck. Remember? Who was that? That was funny.
Oh, it was Kevin. It was Kevin Yarrow. He was like, man, fuck. Or no, what'd he say? Team... Oh, man, I don't even care.
Yeah, or something like that. It was pretty funny.
That's funny. This one's from somebody named Aussie.
Okay.
Hi, boys. I'm calling in because you thought that I was actually from Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah, we heard this one.
All right, you fooled us.
I'm also not live.
So we fucking listened to both these last week?
I think we heard this too, yeah.
This is Tyler.
How's that
Tyler?
From the South.
Well, Australia's South.
And I will take your Manchester challenge.
Wait, thanks. What?
What's that?
To do a better impersonation
than me?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, bring that shit on, dude.
Anyway, Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Nate Hanna.
Oh, Nate, yeah.
What's this? What's this? So real talk's in the air. What's this? What's this? Armand's over there. What's this? What's this? Eric's in the chair. What's
That's
this?
True.
What's this? Everett's on the snare.
Everett's where?
Tim's on the snare.
I don't know. I missed
Ten
that
10 hours later.
10 hours later.
I don't get it.
From the SpongeBob thing. 2 hours later. Never mind.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't either. You got me there. But the rest of it was pretty funny.
Here's another one from Nate. This is Pelvis Wrestley.
Pelvis Wrestley.
Oh, I have a lovely surreal talk without you. I'll have a real cause I do. I'll have surreal talk. Where are you?
Nate, you're the man.
What is that, Blue Christmas, I guess?
No, that's called Tequila.
Yeah, the song he's parodying. It's pretty funny.
Treat me like a fool. I think that's what he was doing. Treat me.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Very imaginative.
All right, here's my favorite. Not Lars, but my other favorite.
Okay.
You guys know who this is.
What's up?
Kevin.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to hang on a second.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Must be talking to his mother.
Sorry, fucking landscapers. Who the fuck would do that for a living?
A bunch of assholes, man.
Landscapers.
Anyways, I want to talk about the videos the Pentagon released.
Oh, good.
Those too.
UFOs. Cool. You know, the pilots flying behind them, and they're like, holy fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, yeah.
They released them to the Academy of the Stars, right? And then the Academy of the Stars released
Pause
and said that
that's Tom DeLonge's foundation.
Pentagon had declassified.
Academy of the Stars.
YouTube channel, more or less.
Well, no, that's a foundation now.
All right. Okay.
Just anyway.
Clarifying.
Fired them and gave them to the public. And now the Pentagon is saying that they never declassified them in the first place?
I'm not seeing that.
Well, Academy of the Stars is like not government, so it's public, right?
Right.
So how the fuck did they get them if they were never declassified?
That's what the fuck I've been saying, Kevin.
Had them out in the first
how the
place.
Fuck did this dude get these videos?
These videos had gone through the standard declassification procedure, every one of them. They may have mistakenly been entered into that, but they had all gone through the standard declassification.
So then they're declassified.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I just find it very fucking interesting. You know?
I do.
Have these been... you showed me the video. Have these been around like 2 years?
One happened in '04, right?
Yeah, but they were released in '17.
Oh. Okay, but the big news is the Navy finally acknowledged that, yeah, this is...
Navy Pentagon.
UAF, or UAP, I'm sorry.
UAP. Unidentified, what is it?
Aerial Phenomenon.
Which is way better than UFO.
All we need, flying object. Yeah, all we need is another UFO.
It's a flying object.
It's hokey. UFO's hokey. It's so 1947.
Yeah.
I kind of like it, though.
It's 2020, that's cool. Man. Any hole's a goal.
We got another one here from old Kev.
Too advanced.
There we go.
My roommate's boyfriend was here after we left for work this morning. We all leave for work at like fucking 6 o'clock in the morning.
F that.
He stays here and leaves for work a little bit after us. And he is not one to believe in spirits.
Uh-oh.
And he called his girlfriend while we were at work today and said that he thought that I stayed home sick because he heard someone shuffling around in my room.
Oh boy.
And it's that goddamn spirit in this house that we moved in with. It's a feisty. Bless this house with sage, and we do all the fucking incantations, and we got fucking positive rocks everywhere, and I don't know how often I fucking do little rituals to try and get it to leave the house, and boy, it does not want to leave. It's clinging the fuck on.
Make friends with it.
It slams doors. It fucking moves things around.
I wish I could see something like that for real.
Yeah, me too. That'd be great.
Wouldn't it be? Like some good proof of something like that?
Yeah, that'd be all right. When are we going to have another episode of, like, tales from our paranormal listeners?
You know what? It's getting ready to be Halloween. So.
Somebody, yeah, that's about somebody, time. Those which is shows. Interesting because I don't think I read that email recently at all. But somebody emailed, I believe, while we were in Atlantic City that said, when are you guys going to do another listener paranormal show? I fucking loved it and I want to contribute.
Let's do it for the Halloween
this
season.
This guy sounds like a good one too.
Kevin?
Okay, is that who it was? It was Kevin?
This is Kevin here.
Wow.
It's pissed off with us being here. I can tell you that for a fact. Wow. I don't know how to get it out of the house.
I think you're going to be going before it does.
It does.
Have you ever heard if there's something strange in your neighborhood, there's somebody you ought to call?
Who you going to call?
Would you leave the house?
If my house is haunted for real, like any shit about it?
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool, though. We just said it'd be cool. Why would you leave?
Oh, man, I'll talk shit to that ghost. It depends on how bad the shit gets. Now it's like, he's going to
wake me up.
This is my house. I want to be comfortable in my house, not wait for the fucking next thing to fall over.
That's exactly right. It's your house. He's just to knock something over.
It's not my house if it's his house.
So what are you going to do about it?
What can you do if it gets a ghost? Really? What can you do? You believe in religion that you can exercise it out of there? You believe that?
No. Don't need to.
Well, I mean, if you believe it exists, then you could probably believe that it... There's
exist.
Some way to get rid of it, wouldn't you? Doesn't that make sense?
Maybe not necessarily. Lobotomy.
Maybe there isn't, but not in any way that I know of. And I'm not spending an inordinate amount of time to figure out how to get rid of a fucking ghost. You know, I'm just moving. I'm like, you know what? Not worth it. I'm out of here.
Wouldn't that be cool though?
Say you like, pay have your buddies over for the house.
Like, man,
to see it the first few times would be cool, but after that, I want my fucking sleep to be good. I don't want my sleep interrupted. I want my kids woken up.
So you strike
I want my
a
dishes
deal.
Broken.
You have to strike a deal with a ghost.
Yeah, right. But if he's a young guy, he's got a roommate, so he doesn't have any kids. I don't know. You're afraid of the kids. What it's going to do to your kid? Man, I might.
What about your animals?
Well,
you don't know if this is a malevolent spirit. Even if it's a spirit at all, it could be a demon. If we're going that,
you go into negotiations. You have to. If you spend $250K on your house, what the fuck are you going to do? Get up and move?
Sell it.
It sounds like he's just renting, though, I guess.
Yeah. In a rental situation, you move. It's a bad rental.
In a real situation.
Do you have
situation.
To say that, though? I mean, if you're renting the house, I don't think you have to say
disclosure?
That.
Disclosure?
Yeah.
If you're selling it, I don't think you even have to say in a disclosure for
it's haunted.
It's haunted.
Yeah, because that's not something.
Yeah.
Right, but like, you have to tell them if there was like someone mold. Murdered in there or whatever.
Would you rather have a ghost or mold? Yeah.
My landlord had to tell me somebody died in my house.
Yeah, by far a fucking ghost.
I'd rather have a ghost than mold.
Yeah, by far. That's expensive.
Then you get sick.
Well, the amount, like if you're trying to sell your house and you got mold in it.
Yeah.
The best part is, if you think you got mold, get you a really good paint and cover that shit up.
Is that what to do? Because,
that's what I would do.
My mom and dad's house, I want to sell.
Or rip it out. Rip it out. Do as much as you can before they, because as soon as they come in and inspect it, you're fucked. Because now you have to have a professional
removal. I know.
Not only that, there's a record of it being molded.
I haven't done anything yet, but I know it's got
inspected.
Mold. What are you going to do?
Have you had it inspected?
No.
get you a bleach spray, start spraying bleach everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Would that at least cover it up?
No, bleach will fucking kill it.
It really?
Yeah, bleach will kill it.
Yeah. We'll kill it.
Fungus plant.
I know that's 10 grand.
Damn near anything bleach will kill like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
10 grand, that's what it costs?
I would think.
Oh, fuck yeah. Easy. A couple gallons of bleach, a lot cheaper now.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Clorox.
All right, go back to Kefir.
To attach itself to me, but then I went to Shambhala, like, right after. It's so positive there, it just couldn't handle me and attached to me. I don't know how the fuck it came back here with us.
Well, it sounds like he brought the ghost with him.
It doesn't scare me, but, like, you know, I do want it out of the house.
He says it's attached to him.
Anyways,
he probably wants you out of its house.
I'm so fucking high right now.
That's obvious, Kev.
That's one way to deal with a ghost.
He's having ghost wars.
All right, have a good one.
All right, man. Kev.
Have a good one.
get a prescription for Demerol, Kev.
No, it's not for him.
50 milligrams Demerol.
Give him nothing more than weed.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
All right, here we
but
go.
But give him a lot of that.
This is from an anonymous, which will probably say the name right off the bat, and it's probably going to start with fuck you, Everett, but I don't know.
They usually do.
Hey guys, Jeff here.
What's up, Jeff?
So I know last week I called in and bitched about the public school.
Jeff's a janitor.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff.
You know, after Everett's responses, I've been doing some thinking.
What was my response? You might remember?
I thought we all agreed with him.
You know, ultimately, I guess I called in out of anger more so because of my own opinion of public school. And, you know, I think it was probably pretty skewed because, you know, Everett said, you know, you get out of what you put into school, and he's absolutely right. And it really doesn't matter
how
fucked up the system is. You can still achieve and do things and, you know, better yourself. And
sounds like stuff we would say.
The biggest thing that I got out of it was that I didn't do enough in school myself, and ultimately, being 40 years old and being a janitor and uneducated is ultimately...
It's never too late, pal.
My own choices, or lack thereof choices, you know? So I think in the end, regardless of how fucked up a system is, you can achieve and do whatever you want.
It's never too late, Jeff.
It makes it harder to achieve.
Don't live in fucking fear like I did, and, you know... Just try and do your best in whatever system you're in.
Wish I would have.
People that have like come through a lot harder situations to achieve a lot more. So
that's where I'm at too, man.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. Hey, you're working.
At least you're being a realist about it. A lot of people.
We wouldn't have got this, even for me, you wouldn't have got this voicemail back saying, okay, you were right. You know what I mean? Like that introspective, like just looking at it, the situation, saying, oh,
no,
fuck, you're right. And he just said my perspective was skewed. That's
look at me.
You're more educated than most fucking people, honestly.
Yeah, at least you can admit shit.
I'm a doctor and I'm doing this show with these two losers. Come on. So you want to feel really bad?
I mean, you don't have to.
If it makes you feel better, I wasted my education.
This is a privilege for you.
Probably know that.
It's a step up.
In situations like mine, you know, I just revel in the fact that, hey, the world needs ditch diggers, too. All right, boys.
All right, Jeff. Hang in there, man.
You're an asshole.
Why?
Hey, world needs plenty of bartenders. I think you said that at the end of the show.
Is that what you said?
I think so.
Plenty of bartenders? I said that?
Yeah, because it's a quote from the movie Departed. World needs plenty of bartenders.
I don't think I said that.
You said world needs plenty of people working at McDonald's. We need those people. We need people to do those jobs. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what the last comment that he said was about.
No, he...
World needs plenty of ditch diggers.
He's saying, like, he's likening janitor to ditch diggers, what he's doing. So he's like, I got a job, somebody's got to do it. He's a little down in the dumps, which is a bummer, Jeff. But I'm saying it's not too late. You can learn any number of skills on YouTube. Then you just got to have the confidence in yourself to start putting yourself out there to do the work. And eventually, you know, you can turn it around. It might take a lot longer than it wouldn't if you could quit your job right now and not have to pay your bills and work all towards a new career. Yeah, you could do it a lot faster. But the work, you can put in the work now and make the change.
Took me 11 years at the same job, but 2 years of doing this podcast for nothing to get over here.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, there's a
changes. Yeah, I did.
He's doing a job. There's dignity in that. You know,
100%.
I mean? Right. It's better than sitting at home and collecting a welfare check. I mean, I got to admire the guy.
I mean, I guess you can to a point, but you can't let it like bum you out all the time. Like, I know that had I gone to college, I think I could be in a way better line of life than I am now, but I can't sit here and go all the time, man. You end up like Uncle Rico from fucking Napoleon Dynamite.
I could throw a football over those mountains.
Coach would have put me in the fucking fourth quarter. We'd have gone to state. You know what I mean? You can't you can't do that all the time.
Yeah, just push it, man. Yeah. Push forward.
Anyway. But anyway, you know.
Jeff, we love your voicemails, man. Keep them coming.
Yep. And if you're ever in the St. Louis area, Jeff, hit us up, bud.
All right. Next one's from
another. I still think he's right about the public school system, though, thing. I think he sucks.
He's not wrong about that.
Yeah. No. I still agree with him.
It's another anonymous. Could be him again.
Hey, boys.
It is.
Jeff again.
All right, Jeff. Okay. What's up?
The quote, the world needs ditch diggers, too. I don't believe it's from Cool Hand Luke. I think it's from Caddyshack, actually.
Is
that what it's from?
It is. It's Judge Smells.
Oh, that's right. I think,
What's his name? He's trying to get the scholarship.
Ted Knight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Noonan was trying to get the scholarship. The world needs ditch diggers, too.
Right, right. He's right. It's Caddyshack.
Get me fucking movies, quote, straight, boys.
See? Smarter than we are.
That's his phone.
Oh.
That was my computer, but I got a text message. Here's another anon.
Rip Captain Spaulding. Why couldn't they take Hillary Clinton? Fuck's sakes.
Okay, that was Kev. You know what he's talking about?
They killed off Spaulding for the new one?
No, the guy.
Yeah, that was that Armenian guy, Sid Haig.
Sid Haig, exactly.
Guy died, didn't he?
Yeah, he's Armenian. I met him. He's a nice guy.
You met him?
Huh? Well, he's Armenian from Fresno.
What the fuck does that have to do with meeting him?
I met him at a premiere.
Oh.
In L.A.
And nice enough guy.
Armenian guy made the movie, so a lot of Armenians from
what movie?
He wasn't in it, but he was there at the premiere.
So it's like you just like flock to other Armenian people wherever they're at, or no? I don't understand.
I went to this movie. I went to premiere.
He talks it the same way about Armenian people. Say, I seen a guy in the store. I knew he's Armenian. You know what I mean? Like he just like wait.
Well, if you look at Sid Haig, he looks Armenian. I mean,
I'm gonna check it out real quick. Sid,
he's real famous. You guys know this guy.
Sid Haig, but I don't know he's Armenian.
A Thousand Corpses and all that stuff.
No, yeah, I know who he is.
I forget what his real Haig. His real name's Haig something. His first name is
Sidney Eddie Mosesian.
Mosesian, yeah. Mosesian. There you go. That doesn't get any more Armenian than that.
There's Armenian, yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely Armenian.
He did a lot. Yeah, he's on TV a lot. Got a lot of parts.
Raised in an Armenian community? I did not know that.
Yeah, he's from Fresno. Yeah.
I fucking love Armenians, except for the ones from The Shield. You ever watch The Shield? No. Second season, they have the whole Armenian money train thing, and there's a lot of Armenians in it. No. Armenian mafia. Then there's one guy
they're pretty ruthless.
There's one of the power guys for the Armenian mafia cuts people's feet off. It's pretty good, yeah. I like The Shield. It was a good show. I think he'd like it. It was like the first, like when TV started to finally get serialized as like its regular thing, The Shield was like the first one to do it and be edgy about it. They said shit every week on TV, on cable. You know, they were the first show to get away with saying shit.
What channel was it on?
FX. It was their first like edgy show. It was before Sons of Anarchy, which Sons of Anarchy was actually a spinoff of The Shield. Did you know that?
No.
It exists in the same universe.
Really?
Like the Biz Lats and the One-Niners, all those gangs from The Shield, they're in Sons of Anarchy as well.
I did not know that.
So the guy who created Kurt Sutter, he was one of the writers on The Shield.
Oh.
He was the one that played Margot Zasarian, the fucking mad Armenian, cuts people's feet off. Kind of interesting.
Cuts their feet off?
Yeah.
Oof. Damn.
Many people got their feet cut off.
Mess with those Armenians, man.
All right, we got one more voicemail. We got 2 hours ago. It says it's from Look at Me. I wonder if it's a...
yes, it is.
Rick and Morty thing?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Gentlemen, it is a pleasure to leave my first voicemail.
Oh, thank you.
I first want to say that I think you were both wonderful. Your show is excellent.
Well, thank you.
I like his Transylvanian type of thing.
Yeah, he's got a little Vlad the Impaler there.
Evett and Eric, amazing hosts. And then you have Armand, amazing host. Amazing host.
Same guy that does Lars.
And then you have Armand to drink from. A well of knowledge. At your
rank. Thank you. You think it's Lars?
Perfect elements.
Guaranteed.
For a perfect show.
There's little pieces of it that sound like him in there.
He's got a tint.
Just the way he ends some of his
tinge
words.
Tinge of Lars, yeah.
I do wish to speak about one thing. The Area 51.
Okay.
The raid.
Yeah.
Well, how disappointing was that?
Yes, very disappointing.
All those people were supposed to show up. All those people.
We called that, though, didn't we?
Listen, man, if you're fucking Lars, you better come back as Lars. Anyway.
Right.
Area 51, Area 51.
Committed. And there, no one?
And
there,
no one? I know.
100 people show up.
100 people.
Ridiculous. Nonsense. Cowards. No backbone.
They are jellyfish.
Joke. But in reality, I think we all know. There's really nothing there in it. 51. No. Why would they advertise it to everyone about Area 51 and then keep all the secrets there?
Yeah.
Honestly, all they probably did it for, it was avoid a bag massacre. For over nothing. Because you know they keep everything at Area 52. At least that's what I heard. I read it on the internet once.
I mean, if it's on the internet.
Well, it's enough rambling.
Gotta be true.
I just want to say, great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I'll see you around.
Oh, God.
Could be, well, could be Lars.
I don't know. I don't
I'm
think
going over under 40% that that is Lars.
I don't know, man. It's hard. It's a tough one.
Could be you,
cause so, like, I feel like Lars has a German background and maybe doesn't speak it all the time, but the
yeah, for a minute there was
I'm
one little...
I'm telling you could, that was him.
I don't think it was.
Lars gave us the Inus, and we want the whole meal.
We want the all of the Inus.
The entire Inus. Well, Everett, you have no more voicemails?
I don't. I was just looking through the chat here. Somebody, let's see. No, we're good.
Yep. Jay Farnsworth finally caught you guys live. Well, I mean.
Well, just right at the end, Jay.
Right at the end, yeah. Man. We're about to go unlive. Dead.
Must be working, huh?
We have to go dead.
Go offline.
There you go. Off live?
Off live.
Off the air.
Off the air.
Unlive. There we go.
We're alive with air.
Grave Lives does not know who Lars is.
Fucking run it back.
Oh, no.
Just needed an excuse. Oh, that's all.
No. One excuse, all we needed. After the Lars one, though, we're done for sure.
Here's one of Lars. It's the very last Lars we got.
Oh, no.
No, that's not Lars. Not hey, Lars with two A's.
One Lars here.
This is real Lars.
I just moved to the Texas, and I want to share a story that happened to me the other day. It's very weird. I think I saw the ghost. So this girl, she's my waitress at this place where you eat the meats, and I sit down and I ordered a steak. I'm so excited. It's going to be very tasty, I say. She bring me the steak, and it's huge. It's oh, the biggest thing I've ever
it's
seen.
What?
And
huge.
It's what? Huge. Oh, my God. I've ever seen, and that's what I say. Oh, my God. This is the biggest ever.
That's Texas.
She say, that's what she said. I look at her and I say, what you say? She said to me, that's what she said. And she said, she laughed. I say, I look at her and I get angry.
Oh, angry.
He's going to beat the shit out of this waitress. Lars is, he's probably in jail. That's what happened. He went back and beat the shit out of her. That's why we never heard from him again.
Woman, I say to her, ich bin einer Mann. And she say to me, what did you say? And I look at her again and I say, ich bin einer Mann.
He's a man. He's all man, baby.
She say, you need to leave. You racist. I said, what are you talking about? What? You bring me this cow.
You're a racist because he's speaking in a German accent. You need to leave. You're a racist. Ich bin einer Mann.
This cow.
And then you say to me, I'm girl. Say, no, you leave.
He's like, you call me a girl, bitch.
And the Soviet, I think she, the ghost, or like some kind of demon or something.
Damon.
Anyways. See you later.
Later, Lars.
What a great story.
We love you.
Diamond.
You're in our hearts.
It's been a month. It's been a month.
Since we've got any Lars? God damn it, man. We got to get some Lars.
Now, I may be addicted. Yeah.
There's nothing more.
Marijuana? No.
Getting with
Lars? Yes.
Lars is addictive. I get pissy when I don't get my Lars, okay?
Yep. You get a little tremor.
If we got to pay you, Lars, and I'm not talking about not Lars. You're not going to fake us out, not Lars.
Yeah, not Lars.
We'll know. Well, no.
Is there an email tied to that address?
Let me look here.
Is there an email tied
to that? Gotta identify this guy.
No shit.
Gotta comb Texas.
There's literally no way to figure out who Lars is at this point.
That's part of his charm, though. That's, you know, the mystery.
Well, now that we've had our Inus.
Yeah, thanks everybody for showing up today and joining our Inus with us.
We appreciate you.
We do appreciate you.
Sure do.
See you there into the first episode.
Hey, do you got a list of our patrons? We were going to say, hey, thanks, appreciate it, everybody.
I'll do that.
I wanted to give a shout out to the Patreons. The people that hate Armand and love us. And
logging in to the Patreon.
Hey, Jeff Farnsworth makes a great point. Well, there aren't going to be very many Germans in Texas.
Yeah, I know. So that would cut it down a little
we
bit.
We just walk around and listen for Inus. And then
did you guys wish Keith a happy birthday last
happy
week?
Happy birthday, of course.
Oh, good. Because he's, you know, hey, he's good to us.
Oh, yeah.
I missed him by a day, though. I had to give it the day after. I missed it.
Here's our last month patrons. Top of the list is Rennie.
Rennie.
Of course.
Been a patron forever.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even do the math. He's been a patron since May 1st, 2017.
Oh, that's shit. Fucking insane, dude.
That's 2.5 years.
Over basically. 2 years. Wow. This dude. Yeah, he's legit the man already.
Diane Brinkman, she's a new patron. Rachel Boggart, she's somewhat old. She's been since March.
Thank you.
Andrew over at AB Painting and Decorating, he's been a patron since, just this last month.
Thank you.
Jordan
always
Yenny.
Welcome.
Jordan Yenny? Is that what you said?
Different one.
Oh. How do you know?
Because it's spelled with a J. It could be Jordan Jenny. It looks like I'm figuring J-E-N-N-E. It's probably
Jordan and Jenny.
Doubt it.
Oh, it might be two.
He's been a patron since March, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
We got Carrie. He's been since February of last year. Actually, Jordan's been March of last year, 2018.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Oh, Carrie is February of last year. Philip DeJesus. He's been a longtime member of the group.
Wait, what?
Not that. That's his real last name.
Jesus.
What's his real name?
DeJesus.
DeJesus. DeJesus. 7 of 17, July of 2017.
Wow.
Nikki Sherman has been a patron since February of this year. So thank you all to our patrons.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
If you guys would appreciate it, we'd love you if you would be a patron for us too.
What?
I said if you would, if you do, we'd appreciate it if you would be a patron too.
Me?
Anybody.
Oh, I'm not giving you shit.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Anyway, that's patreon.com/surrealtalk if you wanted to check that out.
You should, but you don't have to.
Are there a lot of Germans in NASA? Looks like Jay Farnsworth.
There used to be.
Yeah?
It's called NASA.
Okay. NASA.
Well, that's a clue.
They
for
put the rocket in your anus, shoot you to the moon.
How do you know that's a clue, Armand?
He said there aren't going to be many Germans in Texas, not including NASA or Alex Jones's employers.
Yeah.
So apparently NASA has Germans, huh?
Well, I mean, do you know where they started?
Germany.
You do. What? Operation Paperclip.
Werner von Braun.
Yeah, he's one of them.
He was a German.
Yeah.
We got him from the Nazis.
But he wasn't a Nazi.
All right,
no,
guys.
But we got them from them.
Yeah. I'm calling it. We'll catch you guys all next week. Thanks again. Check out SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Vote in the poll. Surreal Talk on Google. We'll give you all of our social media platforms. Give us a follow. Appreciate
Don't
it
Don't forget
much.
To wash your anus.
Never forget to wash
Thoroughly.
The anus. All right. See you guys all next week.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.